I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. Dana Brown, the GM, made some statements, according to Brian McTaggart. Want to get to them. I do, like Tyler Clint made the point earlier to that gentleman who called, what did he call us?
Corny?
Cheesy, corny, yeah. Said sometimes you guys don't open up your ears. Someone text in. Like if you just, the conversation we just had, real or fake about Penn State. Ronnie, you are a Franklin nut rider. I know it hurts you because he's a brother, but he doesn't win S. Again, did you listen to the conversation? Were you like at all listening to the conversation?
No, he wasn't.
I mean, there is no way that anyone could come away from me thinking, that guy's a Franklin nut rider right there when he just said that Penn State shouldn't be in the college football playoff if they don't beat Ohio State. I mean, Franklin, that guy's obviously got Franklin Nutrider that said, I mean, look at him. I mean, he's lost 15 straight games to opponents in the top 10 in the Big Ten.
I expect insults on the text line every day. That is one I never would have expected.
Like, I think it's
worded beautifully. A Franklin Nutrider.
It almost sounds, he's a brother.
It sounds like a Nutrider is a type of bike or something, and Franklin is the manufacturer.
But it's like it's as if that person timed it. Like Franklin, I'm gonna set this text for time. All right, I'm just gonna throw this one in. I mean, there's Clint was the one that said, yeah, they're gonna get in.
There ain't no doubt.
And I don't even think Clint wasn't even nut riding. He's just saying that, yeah, this Penn State is a blue blood. They're going to get in.
10-10.
He was the one that was on the side of him.
He was nut riding. You were nut riding. Everybody was nut riding.
I was Nittany nut riding, though, not Franklin. Not Franklin.
Nittany.
Yeah.
Some good alliteration.
Nittany nut riding.
Nittany nut riding.
I mean, I think James would have told me to shut up if he were in there. I don't think he would have said, thanks, Ron, man. Thanks for sticking up to us.
He'd have said, get off my nuts.
Stop nut riding is what he said. All right.
These nuts.
There you go. Dana Brown, he spoke and said to Brian McTaggart in regards to his contract. Dana Brown said he doesn't want to talk about his contract, but said this. I will tell you, I'm the GM of the Astros, and that's what I expect to be tomorrow and the next day. And the next day.
I kept it real as a true professional myself.
And listen, I will say this. I think Jim Crane is a fan of his. But this dude would be somebody who would be floored if he got fired.
Oh, yeah.
oozing confidence.
Hey, man. I mean, like I would just say, like, I'm not saying that he needs to be, like, in, you know, in like, whatever the A's GM is or whatever, but I mean, hey man, tread a little lightly here. Like, I mean, those trades that you made didn't quite work out. That Christian Walker move didn't quite work out.
Like, you're sitting at home right now in October.
They're like, this isn't all just the injuries. Like, there are some things you didn't pull the trigger right now. You're sitting in here and Kyle Tucker is playing right now on TV. Bregman is playing here a little bit later on TV. Like, I mean, I think he's done a good job, and I don't think he's a major problem. But damn, Dana, just a little. I mean, he said, I expect that to be tomorrow, the next day, and the next day. I don't think he's gonna get fired, but I mean, this last year he brought in Kikuchi and made a great move there. There's not a Kikuchi move that has been. I just wanted to say that. Yeah, but there's not been a move like that in this trade deadline. Like, I mean,
let's, no.
I mean, I don't know, boy.
I think Dana's one of those guys. We've all been around him. You know, one of those guys that is just so dry, so matter of fact that it's almost hard to like him. You know, I think that's what Dana is. And I think when you like even as an Astros fan, like I just take Dana's, like, the tone and the delivery, even when he's in the booth with the guys and he's letting us in, giving us an update on stuff during a game. Like, it's just so dry. It's so confident and arrogant. Yeah, I mean, all those things. But I think it's just his demeanor is different. And so I think it's probably viewed as it's expected from him, I would imagine, over there, right?
Yeah. No, it is. He also mentioned as their offseason has started, right, and his work gets going, Dana Brown said the club will be in the market to trade for the arm. Obviously, Framber's going to come off the books.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There are going to be some things that come off the books, but he said they're in the market for trading an arm. I guess not in free agency, but trade for an arm. And that means several other pitchers around the league are saying, oh, God, please no.
Yeah, what's going on in Houston?
Can I bring my own doctor?
what are we doing in here? What the hell's going on here? Like, we get to trade my arm. But no, it makes sense. I mean, obviously, that's going to be the big thing in the offseason. Clint Tyler to see how they rebuild. I think both the rotation and the bullpen. I think both of them, especially when you say we're gonna take Framber out of it. Obviously, Garcia is gonna miss the year. We don't know when Blanco, Wisniewski, who all had Tommy John, how long they're going to be out. Right. Obviously, you can't count on Lance at all. Like, this is. I mean, Blue Ball might be in the starting rotation right now, depending on moves they make, but. That is going to be a big thing. It is weird to me, though, that he's already, hey, we're in trade for it and not like, like that's what we got to do. Like, we got to trade for it. We're not going in free agency potentially to bring in an arm. We're going to trade for it. But
has the offseason even officially begun yet?
Oh, like, hell yeah. His offseason begun a month
ago. No, like, and I hope he's being proactive, but with, like you're saying, like already jumping to that kind of end mark. Yeah, we're going to trade for this arm.
Well, I mean, it sounds like he's just saying we're in the market for anybody. I mean, nobody's off limits. I don't care if they are under contract. We'll go get them.
I like it.
I mean, the question is what is that, you know, what do you have as trade bait? What are you going to move to get it there? I mean, you You can argue there's
Cowboys with experience.
Yeah, yeah. You got a lot of youngsters with experience. I don't know how high up they're going to be on people's prospect board, but they're You got some guys you can move. You got some outfielders. You got some.
Proud of you for not taking that bait.
Yeah, you got some injured arms. You got some arms that are all banged up. You do have an additional infielder, starting infielder.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do? What are you going to do there?
Yeah, you do got Correa, the Correa, Paredes.
Correa, Paredes, Pena.
That's
my
I mean, what do you,
Urias
is in that. Is Paredes going to play first base?
Well, no, you got Christian Walker.
Oh. You going to move Christian Walker?
Possibility, though. I like that thought. He's played first in the past.
Move Christian Walker where?
Move him trade out of town, him. Like in a trade or something.
Get rid of that money.
Yeah, going to take that. Yeah. I guess maybe somebody won't take that.
I mean, he did lead the team in RBIs, didn't he?
Okay. All right. $20 million a year. Let's sell it.
Yeah. Well, you hope for better.
Yeah, we go. We may see.
Ooh, no, Brady's at first, man. Correa at third. That turned me on a little when you said that.
Yeah. But Christian Walker, though.
I know.
Led the team in RBIs. I don't want to give up that.
Every other RBI guy got hurt.
You're lying.
Yeah, you're lying. Yeah. They got options, though, man. They got a hell of a bench.
No one else qualified.
That is.
Got a bunch of left fielders.
But no, Clint, that is a wonder how they're going to handle that. Paredes, all of that together, and who's going to play where.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean,
you got to think when he's about trading for an arm, it's got to be a starting, top of the rotation caliber
one
arm.
One of those guys.
It's got to be. You got to move somebody
it ain't going to be Urias that's going to bring back the type of arm you think, right? Yeah. Like, it's got to be one of those dudes, right? Ooh, boy, yeah. A lot rolling there with Dana. Dana said the status of Joe Espada. Joe is the manager, and Joe is under contract. Do you feel good about that for Joe, I think?
It's not ideal.
Joe is the manager, and Joe is under contract.
Well, I think he said he would be evaluated. Then when he got to his own contract, he said, this is where I expect to be.
Today, tomorrow, next day, and the next day is what he said, damn it. Okay. All right, go ahead, Dana. Do your thing again. He will not see that Jim Crane. Hey, Dana, come into the office here for me. He would not even see that coming. Let's see it coming at all. What you got coming up?
All right, a little tape drop Tuesday. The film dropped of Texans Titans, that win we got on Sunday. And here's the deal. The Texans offense on Sunday was not just about the fourth quarter, y'all. It was not just about the fourth quarter. I'll explain next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey, this is Seth Payne.
And Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast?
Of course I did. Oh, you're asking everybody else. You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts whenever it works for you.